Been an extraordinary farewell lap. We're getting tweets everywhere saying, yeah,
thanks everyone.
The only team, Channel 31, are feeling a bit left out. You haven't sort of appeared
on air anymore.
Midnight to Dawn show, SBS. I'm the fish. Digital, to see if they could sort of get a little comment from you before
Christian
you
Christian O'Connell
up.
Had a good 13 you, minutes with you the other day.
Jumped on to with Pangy and Brownie.
You been on with
and,
Neil yet?
Hey?
Neil?
I don't know. No, I was with DD on 3AW.
Oh, for lunch.
People ring me up. I say, yes, okay, no problem. I've always been available, Dar. So, I mean, I was getting criticised in the papers on Monday that I wasn't saying enough.
Jeez, you bounced back to get the word
Here's
out.
20.
Well, I knew what was coming, Dar.
I'm just getting some information through that you going on DD on 3AW is a little bit of a fire across the bow at Neil saying, I'm eyeing off your spot, Neil. I'm coming after you.
Ooh.
You played the long game on Neil Mitchell.
We
had 11 years.
Very interesting.
Jeez, no. That'll be you'll get me on as a guest, aren't you, when I come on as, you know, on 3RW with Neil?
Yeah, come on, mate.
Like Friday footy or something?
Talk about exactly. Success without stress.
No, I can promise you I'm not doing anything like that. I'm having a good break.
Look out, Neil.
When is the break starting, just as a question?
Good sources.
Well, next year?
I've got 50 hot seats to do in the next 3 weeks, okay?
So, and how many more radio shows?
Yeah, 5.
No, not here, but like around the country.
Else, yeah. Look, people ring up and it's nice. It's not about necessarily leaving here. It was about hot seat coming back to Melbourne and being produced
but
here.
But it turned back into.
And then, you know, everyone else talks about Collingwood and everything else. So that's all right. I'm always available. I don't duck the questions.
Always available, no doubt about that. Now, Rosie, there was one that stood out that's been sent through from the Triple M family.
Yesterday in the drive slot, Kate, Tim and now Joel Creasy.
Formerly May. Great show, that.
Excellent show. You joined Joel in the studio for a...
I'm waiting for Martin and Kennedy. Kennedy and Malloy.
Martin and Kennedy.
Martin
Malloy. Kennedy would be... That would be good news
Kennedy
to
Malloy,
me this morning.
Yeah.
Kane will be real happy about that.
I was going to say Martin and Malloy. That's why we got there. Yeah. Kennedy and Malloy. I haven't got the invite on there yet. So, you know,
one week to go.
There's always a message in something, isn't it? I like a hidden message. I just like to make them up. So what happened with this show,
They
Rosie?
Like a quiz on their show.
Everyone loves a quiz. When I go on, everyone wants to ask me the questions.
And Kate was a bit of a fan, I believe.
Oh, Kate's great. I'm a big fan of Kate's. I think Kate Ritchie, as a young actress and seeing what she was able to do and then go on to become just one of the excellent broadcaster, is a star. And so we're on there. But she said to me beforehand, and we're going into this quiz competition they have, Dar. She said, I am really nervous. I can't feel my legs. The circulation's gone. I'm so nervous to take you on. And I just really want to beat you. I want to flog you. Basically.
All right. Well, let's find out what went on.
I look across at Joel Creasy. He's looked at me. He said, here we go. So it was on.
Okay, here we go.
Name an AFL team starting with G.
Geelong. Yes.
Oh, Kate Ritchie got in there.
Name another one.
GWS.
Oh, right. Even I knew that.
Name a food that goes well with dip starting with C.
Celery.
Oh, yes. Eddie Maguire.
Celery. All right, question number 3. Name a number starting with E.
8.
11.
Oh, 8. Oh,
this is a tight game. 2 points to Kate, 1 point to
Eddie. Kate says the same thing. She just goes, and then...
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Okay.
Question number 4. Name a sports star starting with A.
Arnold Palmer.
Oh, that's a good fight back. This is tight. I have no idea, but I was very excited by the answer.
Question number 5. Name a mode of transport starting with B.
Bus.
Oh, that was Eddie.
No, it wasn't.
Yes,
how did
it
he
was.
Pick that?
It absolutely was. 3 points to Eddie, 2 points to Kay. That means, Eddie, if you get this next question correct, you have won.
I really want to win.
She's pumped up here, isn't
but
she?
Great answers from everyone today. Yeah. I'm still pissed
Although
off about
bus, though.
David Campbell. That's a mode of transport.
No, I know, but I'm just working out which one of the four of us was last on a bus.
You had to pick a Google one.
We're on the side of heaps of buses.
Maybe Kate, but it was a booze bus, but anyway.
Maybe he's going to drive with us next year. Yeah. All right, for the win, Eddie, to stay in the game, okay. Kate Ritchie, name something you'd put in the oven starting with S.
Sugar.
No.
Yes, you do. Goes in. Every baking cake that you have has sugar in it.
Oh, Joel.
I mean, if you're making brittle, you'd put sugar in it.
Eddie
Maguire.
Sugar.
For
the win.
You. Well done, sir.
And it's lovely having you in here while the hot seat's on TV now. I'm like, gosh, you were not. Like,
what would
like
you have gone for? What would you have gone for there, Kate?
I'm still trying to think.
A worthy winner.
Oh, gee, well done.
Thank you very much.